Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. The other day, a buddy of mine reminded me that there's what he said, there's what she said, and then there's the truth. I thought that was funny, but it was also pretty deep to me. We were talking about a breakup, so you already know that there are going to be competing narratives in something like that, or even in an argument. But I tried to go a level deeper and really consider like the gravity of like a witty statement like that. Because now I'm thinking about subjective truths versus objective ones. So you got an argument with your spouse, your partner, your child, whatever it is. And y'all both got y'all different perspectives, equally valid, but they're two different perspectives. One person might be lying, both of y'all might be lying, or both of y'all might be telling the truth. And then there's this more comprehensive truth on top of it all that doesn't pick any sides, that has no opinions. It just records the event pretty much and leaves it there to be dissected and interpreted and imbued with meaning. So it got me thinking about truth in general and how it's so many different things at once. It's flexible, it can be evolving, it can be contradicting, it can be very accessible or not so accessible, available to some, less available to others, but it's neither like truth itself isn't really either benevolent nor malevolent. It just is. And truth is like this stew of facts and perspectives and results and realities. And we sometimes sprinkle that stew with interpretation. So this truth is made up of all of these different things. And then it becomes a part of this like larger actuality that we witness, that we're a part of. So that's why I like objective truths, because they're present even in the absence of faith. And they don't require you to believe in them. They're that honest. And it takes into account multiple perspectives, usually a truth, if it involves one or more parties. So we can't, you know, there are so many truths happening simultaneously, like today as you listen to this, many that happened yesterday, you know, probably tens of thousands that happen every single day, just as new things transpire. So for every present moment that passes, you know, tons of truths, tons of facts, tons of realities transpiring. So it made me think that like truth is like, if I could envision it, it would be like the busiest expressway you've ever seen in your life, where you got traffic going in multiple directions. It's always congested. You got bridges, highways, overpasses, exits, ramps, traffic lights. This stuff is crazy. And forward and backward are just like, those are subjective. It depends on, because just like on an expressway, you're going in a direction that you need to go from A to B, but depending on which side of the street you are, this could be two different things. So directionally, it doesn't, like, that's beside the point which direction that you're going. So then I was thinking about that even deeper, y'all. I was like, man, everything, all of the truths that ever existed from the past to the future, present, like they all exist. If you could see it, it'd be like a structure, like a tesseract probably, and something that can only be viewed by a five-dimensional being or a five-dimensional energy that could look at everything that ever has happened, will happen, observe it from all angles. Like, that's the prime like the holy grail of being able to see everything at once. And we don't have that ability. We're not omniscient creatures. So we have to choose and own our truths intentionally. My wins in life and business happen when I emphasize the truths that uplift me and empower me and allow me to serve and contribute. So these are basic things that I'm telling my, like basic truths about myself that I'm telling myself. I'm talented. I have value. I have skills. I can do things. I'm worthy. I got value. I'm capable. These are things that I'm saying on a subconscious level every day to be able to combat anything that comes my way during the day. Those are my truths. Those are actual truths as well, too. Like those are completely objective truths as well. But when I focus on equally valid truths that demotivate me and exhaust me and stress me out, like I feel less capable, less talented, less skilled. And I don't like feeling that way, obviously. Like those feelings aren't true, but the truths that I'm absorbing, that I'm processing, are like they are objective truths. So then I was thinking about like the last couple years, everything that transpired in 2020 and then going into 2021. And I'm like, man, this stuff is crazy. I'm taking in all of these different objective truths, and I don't like the person I'm becoming. And it's not leading me anywhere, and it's making me feel powerless. So I had to get right. I had to turn down all of the noise, and I needed to journal about this. And I needed to go deep into the depths of my soul and figure out what I stand for, what type of person I want to be. And when I did, I was like, Darnell, you're just focusing on certain truths versus countless other truths that you could be choosing to devote your time and energy to. It's that simple. It clicked. That was the light bulb moment. These truths, as horrible as they are still objective truths. They have power. They have merit. They are not to be dismissed. So being aware of them is cool, but I can't stay there. That's dangerous. Those truths are not productive. They don't make me become an active participant in my life. So I had to chill and I had to kill all of that. I had to like table that and put that on the back burner and say, okay, well, these exist, but you know, this is like, I'm gonna have to make this like white noise or something. This is gonna need to play in the background of my mind versus being in the forefront all of the time. So that's what I want to like leave in your mind's eye, that the truths that you choose to emphasize and focus on and devote your time and energy to, they define you. They determine what type of person you will become and how much of like what you contribute, what you do, how powerful or powerless you feel. Those objective truths, like they're super powerful things. And the great thing is this, look, we can't focus on them all anyway. So you get to choose. You get to select the truths that make the most sense for the type of person that you want to be and the values and stuff that you have. It's not that you shouldn't focus on things that are uneasy or uncomfortable or inconvenient. It's that you can't spend the totality of your existence focused on the things that demotivate you, because you won't get anything done, you won't get anywhere, and you'll remain a passenger in your life versus being in the driver's seat. So who wants to do that? You got truths. Truth is like, like the largest set of radio stations that you've ever had in your vehicle, and you can change that station, but you can't let all of the stations in and stuff at once, because it's just going to sound like gibberish, and you can't discern what, like, which one you should be listening to. So you can only emphasize or focus on certain ones, turn up the volume on some, once you start turning down the volume a little bit on others. And again, this isn't about inconveniences and stuff to you. It isn't about like what you feel like doing and things. Be aware of as many truths as you possibly can be, especially the objective ones. But then when you do have that full palate, when you've done the buffet round, now you got to take your plate and say, okay, these truths on this plate are the ones that make the most sense, the ones that I need to keep at the forefront, the ones that I need to be, the ones that match like my values and that make me feel like I'm actually, you know, contributing and bettering things for your family, for the people you care about, your clients, those sort of things. And so my biggest challenge, and probably yours too, is finding out which truths those are, recognizing that they may change and evolve and morph. You may move some around, but you don't have to do it at the expense of all of the other truths that are as valid. It's just that you can only process as a human being maybe one or two at a time, like so that you're not multitasking, so that you can be present, and so that you can again be like prioritizing the ones that make the most sense for where you're trying to go, what you're trying to do with your things. Yeah. And what I got to answer for myself, you know, because I'm sensitive, I got to figure out how to consume and address truths that paralyze me, that are not really healthy for my mindset. Like how do I still consume them and stuff anyway without going down the rabbit hole? And I'm still working on that. I'm a work in progress, as we all are. I recognize that. That's one of the reasons that I need Bulletproof Hustle in the first place, because I got shortcomings in some other areas, and I still lack a strong amount of emotional intelligence. So to keep my head in an unjust, unfair world, I gotta recognize that and keep all of that in mind. Be aware of what's happening, but don't bury yourself. Don't like devalue or demotivate yourself for anybody or for any truth. That's what I mean about truths can be contradicting and stuff as well. Because that's the way that truth is, man. It just, like, that's just what it is. So it's an expressway, man. Multi-layered, multi-lanes, always congested with traffic. That's the way truth travels. You're going to be in your vehicle, and you can only go in one direction at a time, and all the other truths and stuff happening around you, you're not dismissing them. You just can't focus on them all at once. That's what I want to leave you with. Choose and own your truths. Live with them. Recognize that they're going to evolve and morph as you get new data, as you get new insights. Appreciate you for listening. You know how we do. Let me know what you think of this episode. Shine hard, grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.